Twin Flames is a podcast created by best friends and twin flames, Chloe and Hillary, about personal development, shifting the perspective, and getting in touch with the best version of yourself. Chloe is a practicing eclectic witch, entrepreneur, and clairvoyant. Hillary is a mindfulness expert, happiness educator, and practicing therapist trainee. We combine our strengths and knowledge to bring you the best of what we've found has been helpful to us on our respective journeys.
You know what I didn't know for a really long time?
Huh.
That the Sailor Scouts in, like, Sailor Moon correlated to, like, actual planets. Like,
oh,
I was,
yeah.
I just didn't, like, think anything of it. And I didn't realize this until I was, like, over the age of 25, which I'm only 27, so that's kind of sad.
No, I get it. Well, there's a lot of things that I didn't realize. I was talking to my boyfriend just the other day, and he said, wait, they were like 14? And I looked and
what?
I was like, what?
They were 14?
Yeah, in those really short skirts and that really revealing clothing, like 14.
I had no idea.
Right? It was 14
I
or 16.
They were older. That show is actually adorable, though. Like, they just redid Sailor Moon Crystal, which was like a remake of the original. And to me, it is better because they don't leave as much out. Like, in the original, they had this whole topic on the kissing cousins, and they tried to make it, like, cute. But in this show, they're like, no, they're lesbians. Like, it's very, like,
yes.
Modernized. And
love that.
Like, don't get me wrong. Nothing will ever replace the original, but
of course,
I don't know. I feel like they really got with the times, and that was important.
Oh, hell yeah. That's always important. I'm always looking for a lesbian character in any show I watch.
Yes. Here for it.
Yes. All right. So let's get started. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
So we decided to call this podcast Twin Flames, and we thought, what better way to really open up the first episode by telling you exactly what that is and kind of how it correlates to us, and also give you a little idea of who we are and what we're like. And so basically what a twin flame is there are so many different ways to look at this, and I'm sure there are going to be things that I'm going to leave out of this because I'm not an expert, but from what I have learned of twin flames, they are two people that are extremely similar, but they will mirror each other. And twin flames normally are someone, you meet them in a very interesting way, and it's not a relationship that you have with anyone else, and it's not like a soulmate either. Soulmates are different. And that's not to say that your twin flame also can't be your soulmate or a romantic interest. I firmly believe that those are things that are very real. And a lot of twin flame relationships actually are romantic. But there's also something to be said that you can have multiple twin flames and multiple soulmates. You're not bound to just one, but sometimes you may not even find one in your life. So the relationship is extremely special. And like I was saying before, yes, the relationship is very similar and you are very similar people. And you might even have characteristics that look like the other person. me and my twin flame here, we both have red hair. So
true.
That was a big one for us. And I think what initially drew us to each other. But it's not just that you'll mirror each other. You'll be the same on multiple different things, but your twin flame will bring out the side of you that you need to hear. And when you're not with your twin flame, you think about them more often than you think about other people. You miss them more than you miss other people. And you just have a true divine connection that literally when I tell other people, Hillary, about, like, you, I always say my twin flame, like, that's how I talk about you.
Yes.
I'm like, my twin flame. And when I talk about it, like, people always ask, what's it like to, like, have a twin flame? And I'm like, dude, I literally can't explain it to you because it's not like any other relationship I have. It is a more powerful relationship than any other relationship that I have.
I agree completely. Yep. I mean, that's what makes it so special, I think, is there's some connection that it doesn't matter how long it's been since we've talked, although we do talk pretty frequently because we want to.
And yeah, I mean, we're both Gemini moons, so you can't ever get us to shut up.
Oh, no, we can talk for hours and hours. We actually have to put a time limit on these podcasts because otherwise we'll just go, man.
Yeah, like when you came and visited, oh my, we just talked for like days. Yeah. Like we would stop to like eat and sleep and that was it.
That's exactly right.
And I remember like my husband, Andrew, he... when like we were together the last time, he was like, you guys just really like to sit around and talk. Like that wasn't really like his thing. He requires a lot more alone time. And like, I don't know. It just, that really is who we are. We get together and we just talk a lot.
Well, it's also interesting because I mean, I think both of us, we've talked before about how we're more introverted. We do need time for ourselves. But when it comes to being around each other, it's very different. And we can spend a lot of time just talking and
yes.
being around each other. And it's not draining. I think
well,
that's
and it's one
key.
Of those things where, like, we could be in the same room and not be talking, and we're not worried about what the other person's doing. Like,
exactly.
I feel like with some people, it's like, oh, there's dead air. Like, let me fix it. But with us, we can just, like, be in the same room. One of us could be reading a book, and the other one could be, like, on their computer working, and it would just be, like, extremely comfortable.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
But... I feel like our story is truly fascinating. I mean, obviously it's our story, so of course I'm going to feel that way. But even from how we met.
Yeah, and how we met was really interesting. So, God, that would be, what, 22 years ago now? Something like that?
About 22 years.
About 22 years. So I remember it was, I think, the very first day of kindergarten.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, kindergarten, first day, we're all a little nervous, all meeting new people, very tiny humans trying to make it in the world. And I remember that there was this dollhouse, and it was playtime, like you have, or at least are supposed to have, in kindergarten. And I looked over, and I was like, oh, I want to play with the dollhouse, but someone else is playing with it. And there was this moment where I felt really weird and like, oh, no. But then I thought, I'm just going to go ask if I can play with her. Walked over, and of course, it's this other little redhead.
Yes.
And she was super nice and said, can I play with you? And of course, this little redhead is Chloe, obviously. And I remember you were very welcoming. And I went home that day, and I was thrilled. And I told my parents, I was like, I met another redhead. And I was so excited. And that kind of, I mean, when you're that young, when you're 4 or 5, that's kind of what bonds you. You know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
those little things. The dollhouse plus red hair. Oh, we're going to be best friends.
And, like, let's also make it clear that, like, we live in an area. It's not like we live in, like, Ireland. Like, redheads are not just, like, everywhere.
No,
they're very, very far and few between in Southern California, which is where we're both from.
Yep.
So, like, seeing another redhead is like seeing a unicorn.
Yeah.
And, sorry.
No, go for it.
Funny story. Small story. Once I was in an elevator with another redhead, and I asked, like, total stranger, mm-hmm. and I asked her, I was like, do you feel like you have a special connection to other redheads? And of course, like me being a redhead, she was like, oh my gosh, totally. I feel like we all have like this secret nod that we like give to each other.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. So
it's so true. There's something about being a redhead. It's like it becomes part of your identity.
It does.
And
it
there
does.
Is some sort of, I mean, there's the little things, you know, like it's hard to be in sunlight for long. And we all understand that, you know.
I'm basically just a vampire. It's fine.
Yeah. I've literally structured a walk with another redhead around where the shade was.
That's so genius.
And it worked. We were both in. Like, okay, so shade's over there. We're clearly walking that way.
The best.
But really how we met was so... I think really special because it was, what are the chances that you're going to have two redheaded kids who actually like to play the same kinds of games, both the same age, both in the same town, both in the same kindergarten class, and to connect on the very first day of kindergarten? That in itself was just crazy.
And even the way that we played, like when we played like dolls or we'd play, I think our favorite was actually playing with like animal figurines.
Oh, yes.
What a way to like... Like, some kids have, like, a thing, like Legos or Barbie. Our thing was definitely, like, figurine animals. Like, just,
yes.
like, the little, like, plastic, like, I don't even know what that was. But we were definitely animal people over anything else. And just like the way the stories that we would tell were very similar. Yeah. And it just, you just click sometimes. And you know what's interesting? That day meeting you, that's the only thing I remember really about the first day of kindergarten. I don't remember anything else.
Same. Same here. It's the only thing I remember. Because that, honestly, that was the most important part.
Like, I don't even, crazy thing, I don't even remember sitting down to play with the dollhouse. My memory literally starts with you walking up. Like, there's no like, yeah. Oh yeah, I sat down and I was playing by myself. No, the memory starts with you.
And my memory starts with looking over at the dollhouse and seeing you.
That's funny.
So there was,
I don't think
like,
we've ever talked about that.
Yeah, that's interesting that the memory starts with both of us there. Like, I like that. That's really cool.
That's amazing.
There were, however, several years we call the lost years, as yes. if it's some Jurassic Park movie.
There were definitely a lot of years in between. Well, like, we did get put into different elementary school classes, and yep. so that really makes a difference right there. But even from like that, like, we would still hang out. Like, I would still get invited to birthday parties.
Oh yeah.
At recess periodically, it would be like we'd spend time together, but it was never quite on the level that it was like when we first started spending time together. And I think the true lost years, though, were like late middle school, early high school.
Oh, definitely. Like, and I mean, adolescence, come on, man.
We did not run in the same circles at all.
No.
So we like, and, but still, what I think is fascinating about the lost years is we've still always had that ability to pick up where we left off. And there was never like a birthday party or an event or anything that I ever missed. And I also yeah. feel that you definitely and I definitely, we never like didn't celebrate each other's birthdays together or like True. At least acknowledge that the other person was like in existence.
Yes, absolutely. It was like kind of like. The connection was always there, but it just got thin at certain times, you know?
Yes.
We weren't around each other as much. We had other groups of friends, other interests. We kind of grew apart at a certain point and to a certain extent, but you were always there. It's not like yes. you were ever not in my life.
Agreed. And I definitely think, like, even in school, we both just totally ran opposite directions. Which to me, really yeah. speaks, like, true to the twin flame thing of, like, being mirror images and, like, being opposing. I was definitely like, did not give a shit, did not do my homework, had no structure, like, just was kind of there to do like art things, and that was it. Like, I would take my art classes and that was the stuff I excelled in. And then you had Hillary, who was like the academic warrior,
all the AP classes, all the honors classes, just like pretty much my life was homework and school. And you know, there's a lot more I can say about that. Adolescence was a rough time. It wasn't,
oh my
like,
gosh, for great. I think everyone that has, like, gone through adolescence can agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Or is currently going through it. Like,
oh, yeah.
It is honestly, like, you can't even see outside of it. It's so, you're so invested and so in it. I knew very few kids in high school that I felt like could truly see beyond.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And, like, maybe, like, two people that I can think of that were, like, really not invested in, like, the social injustice and playing their role in this. Like, there were very few people that were like, nope, I'm just here to learn and then I'm out. Like,
yep, definitely. Well, and that's partly because, I mean, adolescence is a time when you're trying to form your identity, figure out who you are. You're in this weird middle ground between being a kid and being an adult. Like, it's a weird place to be. Hormones are raging. Your brain is developing like crazy. All kinds of stuff is going on. And so it's understandable looking back that that was a time that, number one, wasn't super fun, obviously. And also, it was a time where we drifted apart. We were trying to figure out who we were and what we were. Looking back, it seems like who we were trying to be or what we were trying to figure out wasn't really on the same page with each other. We were kind of just like in each other's lives, but not super connected, I guess.
No, and I would definitely say, like, high school, I think, was really probably the least connected that we were. Like, I don't even think we really knew each other's interests or, like,
definitely
anything. And that was, like, both parties. Like, there was no one that was more guilty than the other.
Yeah, it was
both
on both
parties
of us.
Were just dealing with their own shit. And yeah. definitely, like, I couldn't tell you what you were interested at all, except for, like, I knew you did choir.
Yeah, no, and that was pretty much it. I honestly couldn't tell you what I was interested in either, and that's a whole other thing.
I was interested in boys. Yeah. I had like a new crush every week, and then when I finally had a boyfriend, it was like, and then we broke up, it was like the end of the world. So
yeah, I think that's pretty typical too.
Boys and art. That was all like, oh my gosh. I remember being in creative writing, which was probably one of my highlights of high school. I still have journals from that class because we had to keep a journal that we would write in every Monday. Mm-hmm. And I wrote so much in that class because I was going through so much that I filled up like 3 notebooks. My teacher probably hated me because I wrote too much. Like, we were allowed to write in these journals at any point. And that was where I let like all my feelings out.
Well, I mean, that's also so good to have when you're an adolescent. I mean, I think every adolescent needs to have some kind of outlet. And, you know, it's interesting. Yes, my focus was on school a lot. And that has a lot of reasons, you know, teachers being parents, thinking about college, you know, it was kind of like my safety blanket, having my academics all in a row, you know. But at the same time, it wasn't my outlet. My outlet was also something more creative. You know, I would like write poems or sketch or, you know, stuff like that. And I think having an outlet in adolescence is so important because, as we're talking about, you know, there are some connections with people that are very valuable, but they drop off during that time.
Oh, yeah.
So having something to turn to, I think, is kind of crucial at that time.
Definitely. And then, like, even going into early college, I moved away. I moved to Utah, which is where I reside now, as you guys probably know if you're following me anywhere else on the web. And Hillary stayed in California, but moved as well.
I did. I went up to the Central Coast, went to UCSB for a few years, and that was a whole experience. Yeah, that was quite the time.
I don't think I truly really found myself. Like, I know in high school that's like what a lot of people are doing, but I feel like I was such a late bloomer. Like, I was super late to that party. Mm-hmm. Like, I was still like down to do whatever my parents wanted me to do in high school. Didn't really defy them in any sort of way, and they will totally tell you that that's the truth.
Same.
And then I got to college and I still didn't really do that aside from I changed majors like I changed underwear. Like, I started as an English major because I just wanted to write, which I still love writing and I still practice it.
You've always been good at that.
Oh, thanks. And then I moved into culinary, which culinary, honestly, probably my truest passion out of all of my passions.
You've also always been good at that. My thank God, you. So good.
The only reason I didn't really follow through with culinary was because I realized that my dream was to be like a Food Network star. That was what I wanted to do with my life. And I realized that the likelihood of that happening, like, don't get me wrong, you guys know if you follow me anywhere else that like I am such a believer in going after your dreams all the time, but I wanted something that felt safer. Mm-hmm. And I realized I didn't want to spend my entire life in a kitchen being hot. I hate to be hot. So
yeah,
I was like,
both.
That sounds awful. So then I shifted into film, and then I ended up dropping out because I started YouTube and I was already kind of making a decent income without a degree. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have the time for both or the income to really do both. So I kind of had to make a really difficult choice, and it wasn't difficult at the time, but that, I feel like those even still weren't like the most defining moments, but it was like the start of trying to figure out who I wanted to be.
Yeah.
And Hillary's college experience, I feel like, was totally different than mine.
Well, to a certain extent, yeah. But at the same point, what you're talking about with that finding yourself and, you know, figuring out who you are, formulating your identity, so to speak, you know, that happened for me a little later, too. And, you know, maybe it happens later for more people than we think. It's not
clear.
That's
a good point.
Adolescence, actually, if you look at developmentally, fun fact, stretches all the way into your mid-20s, you know. We're still
I can see that.
Finishing our adolescence. It's only now that we're going into adulthood developmentally.
Hillary, do I still get to call myself a mid-20?
Yeah, call yourself whatever you want. Call yourself a 25-year-old with 1 year of experience.
But I have 2 years of experience.
Then a 25-year-old with 2 years of experience. That's all it is. Just experience added on. You can call yourself a 20-year-old with, what, 7 years of experience? Yes. There you go. But developmentally, like, that still was, and to a certain extent is, adolescence, in terms of what the brain is going through and all that kind of stuff. And I went through a lot of that trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I started as I was going to do zoology.
And, I remember that.
Oh, that was an undertaking, and turns out really not the road I wanted to go down. So I changed that, and I got involved with a lot of things at UCSB. There was this whole period of time in my life that was very different. And then there were some incidents that caused me to have to move. And so that's when I left UCSB. Some stuff happened, and I decided it's time to make a change, both in my life, in myself, in my education, just overall. So I actually transferred from UCSB after 3 years of being there, and I transferred to the University of Redlands. Great school. Got into their Johnston program for integrative studies, and I actually got to study happiness for like 2 years.
Which is so rad. This is why I love her so much. Lots of reasons, but definitely one that ranks pretty high. I feel like we're, even though I don't have like a degree to back up anything, and I definitely go to you like you're my guru, I definitely feel like that's like part of why we're so on the same wavelength.
Oh, totally. And I love you too. But I did. I actually ended up with, it's a very, very long title, so bear with me. But it's a bachelor's in holistic happiness and health, mindfulness, creative expression, wellness, and psychological well-being. Really just looking at, like, how can we as humans in this world right now be happy and healthy, given everything else that's going on, without having to take a bunch of different drugs and do all kinds of things to numb and all that kind of stuff. And that led me to what I'm doing now, which is a master's in counseling, and with an emphasis in depth psychology, which sounds real weird. Really, all it means is looking at the unconscious, the role that it plays in our lives, and how we can get the conscious mind and the unconscious mind in more of a dialogue, so that we can improve our lives on ourselves. And so,
which
that's
is like
that.
110% what I'm here for.
Well, you totally have a depth psychologist inside you. I've told you this many times.
Yeah. Hillary tells me all the time that I have like a mini depth psychologist living inside of me, because so I am so like, the subconscious mind, I'm just like of the belief that we are mostly controlled by the subconscious versus the conscious.
And that is a belief. Most depth psychologists will say that over 90% of what we believe, like what we think, it's all 90% or more is unconscious. And so it's this thing that kind of drives us almost all of the time, and yet we're completely unaware of it. So getting in touch with that can be super helpful.
And this is why I constantly spew out, and you'll hear me in the upcoming episodes, I'm sure, constantly, I always have this, you need to change your limiting subconscious beliefs before you can change yourself. Yeah. And like, you can have all these goals to do like self-betterment and like self-development, but until you change the limiting subconscious belief behind it, nothing will change.
Absolutely.
And I'm like living proof that that is the truth.
Oh yeah. And it's totally true. I've also had similar experiences with that, and it's amazing what can happen when you just shift the perspective a little bit. So from all of the things that I've learned, all of my schooling, for me, school has always been like a real foundational aspect of my life. Like I said, it's kind of like my comfort zone. But with my my bachelor's in happiness and this master's in counseling that I am working on, I also created a weekly happiness hour in Redlands. If you're in the Southern California area, in the Inland Empire area, come and join me. It's Tuesdays at 6, just for 1 hour, 6 to 7. Suggested donation, $10 to $15. And we just take time to relax. I'll lead you through some sort of relaxation exercise. We talk about different happiness concepts. We color. And it's just a really great time, a good gift to give to yourself, really, to just come on in and have some
we'll
time.
Definitely make sure that we have information on that in our like description area. So if you guys don't want to snag a pen right now, you can definitely reflect there and we'll have times and address that kind of thing for you guys.
Absolutely. And then I am seeing clients in Riverside and I'm getting a little full on clients. So I would love to welcome you all to come and see if you want to be a client of mine for therapy as well.
She's the best. You do. If you needed a sign from the universe and you're in her area, this is your sign.
Definitely reach out if you're looking for that. I can't guarantee any open slots at the moment, but if I don't have any space, I'll put you on a wait list. If I do have space, I'll get you in as soon as I can.
Heck yes.
So that's really some basics about me. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Well, so after my college, I don't want to say flop, because I think that all of it facilitated where I needed to be. And I don't think college is like out of the question for me in the future. Currently, I, for a living, produce YouTube videos. I mostly work with the Sims franchise. They're my favorite. It's not my favorite game, but it definitely is like top three. But that's probably really what I spend most of my time doing, editing videos with commentary, putting them up on my channel, which I'll have all of my links down below where you can find us, period. There will just be information down below where we can be reached and everything we've talked about today.
Absolutely.
But so that's like, I would say that's like my day job. And then I kind of have my like side hustle, which is tarot card reading, natal chart reading. I am a practicing eclectic witch, and that's actually something that I kind of want to talk about, because I feel as an adult, it has kind of put me in this mindset of being mindful and of practicing happiness as a skill and really kind of working on bettering myself as an individual. And it was really interesting, because when you hear the term witch, so many people just look at that and are like, that's of the devil, or that's like demonic, or when in reality, it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
It is just like TV's look into witchcraft and being a witch and what that means. And that has, it's so misrepresented all over. Mm-hmm. But without going too far in, I definitely grew up in a very religious home, and I've talked about this on other platforms of mine, so if you really wanted to know, like, go for it. But I definitely grew up in a different type of religious atmosphere, and I think that it honestly, in a way, it was good and healthy, because I think it kept me out of trouble, so to speak. But I think it also kind of stunted growth in some areas, and that, I think, was probably my biggest turning point into adulthood, was coming to terms with the fact that this thing that I had grown up with, and I live in the state of Utah, where culturally it's very religious, and coming to terms in my adult life that this wasn't really me, and it wasn't really what I wanted. It was what was given to me from birth. And it was something that I thought I accepted, but when I really looked at myself internally, what I wanted, my values, who I wanted myself to be towards the world, it didn't really add up. And I was miserable, completely miserable. I felt like it's very hard to be so immersed in something and realize that it's your truth and then finally discover it's not your truth anymore. And it kind of leaves you in the sense of feeling lost. So I would say like my early 20s were spent being very lost. Even though I had this career that I had started that was going really well, it took off within the first 8 months, and I was very blessed and very, 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 well, I like to think we create our own luck, but I don't know. I'd like to say that the divine was on my side. Mm-hmm. But I was also dealing with a lot of struggle, and I felt like there was no one I could really go to. I mean, don't get me wrong, we all love Hillary. She's a great person. But this was kind of part of our lost years, where we weren't really talking about the heavy things. And I mean, you had my family who was kind of into that, or parts of my family. And then I was in the culture where I live. So I felt like there was nowhere I could go. And even the friends that I had locally were all a part of it too. So, and I do also want to say, I don't think there's anything bad about like being religious in any sort of way, no matter what religion you believe in, even if it's the one I'm referring to. It's never bad. If it makes you the best version of you that you can be, then it's the right one.
Absolutely.
Like 100%. And I would never want people to leave this podcast thinking that I'm trying to put anyone down, because I'm not.
Of course not.
But for myself, it was not where I wanted to be or who I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And I think I came across witchcraft in such a weird way. Like, it started with me learning about the law of attraction. And honestly, basic witchcraft is just working with the law of attraction. Like, if you know anything about The Secret, or if you've ever read You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero, or I have so many books I could recommend, but that was really where it started. And then I stumbled across this book, Witch, and I will be forever changed, Witch by Lisa Lister. My life will never be the same again because of this book. She really puts it into perspective, what it means to be a modern day witch, how it's so misconceptionalized by society today. And after reading this book, I was like, yeah, I'm definitely a witch. Like, this was the spiritual awakening I was looking for. Mm-hmm. For years, from probably age 22 to like 26, at least, maybe even a little earlier, more like 18, 19 mm-hmm. to 26. And then I just kind of embrace that to its fullest, and I'm still learning every single day, and it has completely transformed my life. I meditate more, I do yoga more, I practice magic, as out there as that may sound to somebody who doesn't know what that means. I'm sure we'll devolve into it more eventually, but
absolutely.
I bring this up because I feel like as an adult, it has truly shaped who I am now. And it happened very quickly.
Yeah, it did. I remember visiting you, and you talked to me about this a little bit. And I remember that you actually welcomed me into your kind of morning practice. And for me, that was when I started looking at this whole witch thing and being like, oh, what is this? And got more interested in it, because having that morning routine, and this is something that I am sure we're going to talk about later and get more in depth with, you know, having some positive habits and yes. Some routines that are in your day that really help you. And I realized, being over there with you, Chloe, and visiting you, doing that morning stuff, my gosh, it just set my day off in the right direction to begin with. And I still have some similar practices in the morning of just setting intentions. And
you've even spread this to other people, which absolutely. I think is great. I mean, I do that with everything I do because YouTube, but it makes me really happy that like Hillary totally took this, cultivated it into her own practice. And I have a whole video on this that I can leave below as well, like kind of what I do in the morning. Cultivated this whole practice, and now like to like friends will like teach it sometimes.
Well, I'm a big believer that if you find something that works for you and someone hasn't found something that works for them, why not share it and see if it will work for them as well? Now, it might not. Everyone's different. We're all going to have different things that work for us and things that don't. But there's no harm in sharing it. And if it doesn't resonate, it doesn't resonate. But if it does, well, then it can be just what that person needs at that time. And visiting definitely. You, I realized that was what I needed at that time. And it's been helpful for me.
I just got goosebumps. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting is I think we both had some years. You were talking about 18, 19 to early 20s, mid-20s.
Yes.
And I remember those being really difficult years for me too, especially in trying to figure out who I was and how I wanted to live my life. You know, it feels more stable now, but those years, it was really shaky. Yeah.
More so, like, I feel like my early 20s were more shaky than, like, my high school years ever were, because it was in such, like, that's not to say that, like, in high school it's not real and it doesn't feel real, because in the moment it absolutely does.
Absolutely.
But I feel like the stuff that I went through in my early 20s was, like, me trying to find the foundation to build my life on top of.
Yes.
Instead of, like, I don't know, dealing with losing my first boyfriend. Like, it just, mm-hmm. again, not trying to put it down. Like, I get that that's all experience. Like, that experience still changed me Absolutely. For the better, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But it just, I feel like now I'm so much more comfortable with who I am as a person. And I'm fine presenting myself to the world for who I am instead of being, like, quiet and shy about it.
Yeah, definitely. And I think having that time is so crucial. And it's... I wonder what things would have been like if we had been in more contact during that time.
Right?
But it's also really cool that, like, I mean, I would have loved to have you as support during that time for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also kind of cool that we went through this time where we were so dissimilar. You know, we connected really early on, and then we were friends kind of on and off with this undercurrent of friendship, but still really becoming very different people, going in very different directions. And then after all of this craziness and identity formation and figuring out who we are, where we belong, all that kind of stuff, we came back together, and now I would say that we're closer than we've ever been.
Oh, I would 100% agree with that. And what's crazy, swinging this back over to Twin Flames and what that, like, entails, when you meet your Twin Flame, if you're not ready, like, the purpose of a Twin Flame, and I left this out at the beginning because I wanted to, like, say this later on after we've talked about everything. The purpose of a Twin Flame is to come together with this person for the betterment of the world. It, like, it's also, like, sort of self-serving in a way, but really you're coming together to serve others. Mm-hmm. And if you're not ready when you meet them, you're going to keep having divides. Like, yeah. Until you're actually, and I'm getting goosebumps again, until you're ready to come together and, like, be on the same wavelength and, like, do things for others and be of service together, like, stronger together than you are apart, mm-hmm. you're going to keep being divided. So, like, it just goes to show. And I feel like, as you said, we're closer now than we've ever been. So, yeah.
Well, and since we're on the topic of twin flames, I also just want to acknowledge how crazy it was when you looked up our natal charts. And, like,
I was literally just thinking that twin flames also can read each other's minds. Not literally, but, like, I can't, like, hear her mind, but we'll be, like, talking about something or, like, literally anything, and it will be like, oh my gosh, me too.
Yeah, we've had that constantly. I mean, I have, like, 3 examples on the tip of my tongue.
Yes.
But do you want to talk about the natal charts a little bit and how interesting that yeah. was?
So I, as I said in the beginning, we, with twin flames, you mirror each other. Like, yes, you're very similar, but there's going to be an opposing, but you need the opposing. And I pulled up, so you guys know, if you've seen any of my stuff, I natal chart for people, and I love reading people's natal charts.
She's really good at the tarot and the natal charts. Like, I know she kind of glazes over it a little bit, but really check her out. It's amazing.
Thank you. Natal charting is basically, like, you get your sun sign. Like, everybody pretty well knows their sun sign. Like, I'm a Taurus. Hillary's a Scorpio. But natal charting is looking at where all the planets and all the constellations were at the time, location, and date of your birth. And they give you little, like, key aspects of your personality. So just if you were unfamiliar. And I pull up Hillary's, just, like, so excited to get to know her even more than I already do. And I am fucking flabbergasted because I've yeah. never seen this before. But I pull up, I'm getting goosebumps again, oh my gosh. I pull it up, and Taurus and Scorpio as our sun signs, they already oppose each other. Like, they are each other's exact opposite on the wheel of the year for the zodiac. Mm-hmm. So we have that opposing naturally. But every other aspect of our chart is identical. Like, I don't know about all of our house placements. Those might not be exact. I need to look again. But, like, all of our, like, signs in each place are all the same. Like, we have the same moon sign, the same ascending. Our 10th house, which is our career house, is both in Virgo, we found out today.
Yep.
Like, every time I go to reference her chart, I'm like, oh, I should have just pulled mine up because they're the same. So it's crazy to me that we really are, like, each other's mirror, because we have that upfront opposing, but everything else underneath is the same.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting.
And even when we read tarot cards together, we'll pull, like, the same cards.
We generally have at least one card that we both have out at the same time.
Yes.
So interesting.
Even when we were coming up for concepts with the logo for this podcast,
that was crazy.
I had an idea in my mind and Hillary's like, oh, let me sketch really quick. I have an idea. And so I start explaining to her my idea while she's sketching. And then she turns around her sketch and it's literally exactly what I was talking about.
My eyes got all wide. I was like, how did you know?
And she wasn't like drawing what I was saying. Like she'd already started before I started talking. Mm-hmm. So it just... We have think crazy things like that happen to us all the time.
Constantly. Absolutely constantly.
I love it.
It's fantastic. So I guess that, I mean, I think that's a pretty good summary. Do you want to talk any more about your channel or anything like that? I know you got a lot going on that you can offer people.
Oh my gosh. I have so many projects right now. Like I just tweeted. So I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Twitch. There's like nothing I don't do. No table left unturned, right?
Yeah.
But I also just now have recently released merchandise, which is really exciting. I'm known as Coffee Around the Web, which I assume if you're watching this, probably a lot of you guys have come from there. Not everyone, but
Coffee with a K.
Coffee with a K, correct, because I'm Chloe with a K. But honestly, my life is literally online, like everywhere. So if you want to follow me on any of those platforms, I'll leave them below. I upload to YouTube every single day. Twitch is really like a 1 to 2 times a week occurrence. It's a little more casual. And social media, girl, catch me outside. How about that? I'm on social media like 30 different times a day. If you ever have anything you want to talk about.
Yep. She's got all kinds of things going, and the tarot cards and natal charts.
Oh yeah, I didn't even talk about that.
Well, that's brand new too.
Yeah, that's brand new. I recently opened up kind of like a little side hustle called Dreamy Gemini because I'm a Gemini moon, and it's kind of a callback to my late sister that passed last year, which I'm sure we'll cover in a future podcast. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a callback to her because she was a Gemini sun. And it's basically my services as a tarot card reader. I just draw cards based on like certain readings that people may want. And then I private message them back to you. And same with natal chart reading. I look at your chart based on the information you give me. And it's a good time. It is a paid service. So if it is something that you're interested in, just know that it's not for free. Competitive pricing right now. Like I'm still on introductory pricing, which will change. So if you want it now, it's a good time. Mm-hmm. And I do periodic giveaways. I don't think I mentioned this to you, Hillary.
Ooh,
I do periodic giveaways on my Discord specifically, which will be linked. And like maybe like 1 to 2 times a week, I'll give away like a free reading. So even if you can't like afford or don't want to, we talk in that Discord every day. There's like right now it's kind of a smaller Discord. There's maybe 150 people there, and literally we are having conversations all day long. Like I'm talking to you guys constantly throughout my day. And it's just a good time, you know, come hang out. And then if you don't want to do Discord or don't know what that is, I also have an email where you can request more information, which I'll leave down below.
Awesome. I, however, am less accessible online. But if you do want to connect with me at all, we will put the email in.
Yes.
Any kind of description. We'll have that available for you guys. Like I said, I am seeing clients in Riverside. If you're in the area, again, getting kind of full up, but if that's your thing, reach out to me. And I have that happiness hour. I really highly encourage people come to the happiness hour. It's a lot of fun. We have 20 different topics, different topic each time. You'll learn a lot. And remember, happiness is a skill. So you're just developing that skill for yourself and giving yourself an hour for just you. So we can put that information down below as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And those are probably, for me, the ways to get in contact
best
with me.
Places.
Yeah.
And I know we also kind of wanted to talk about before we get out of here, out of your hair today, we do want to give you guys kind of an idea of what to look at going forward, because first episode of a podcast is like the first pancake. Like it's never quite as like polished and pretty, and it's never like exactly what the whole podcast is going to be about.
True.
So like you guys know, and if you're coming from YouTube, introductory episodes to like let's plays, they're kind of a mess. So we're not a mess.
No.
But basically, what would you categorize our podcast as?
Well, we've been brainstorming some things that we want to talk about. We have a lot of different things that we really do want to dig in with you guys about, really get in there, get in some depthy stuff, get in some interesting topics. And we were talking about, you know, how are we going to classify this? And I think what we were saying is that it's mostly focused around personal development, kind of in terms of getting in touch with that best version of yourself and doing that through some kind of shifts in perspective, some foundational concepts. Just really, we tend to want to talk about things that are helpful to people, things that might help you in your personal life, in your own sort of personal improvement and development. I don't know what you'd like to add to that, Chloe. It's a kind of vague area. So if you have anything
to add. Yeah, it's definitely
vague.
I mean, I do think some of the topics will definitely have some magical flair to them. Mm-hmm. There's definitely like kind of in the field of like depth psychology, because I feel like witchcraft just is depth psychology.
It kind of
like,
is.
To an extent. I mean, you're working with the law of attraction a lot. It's very in-depth, subconscious level. And just, you know, establishing routines. Yeah. Just like, I don't know, like the real life shit that's going to make an impact on your life if you put it into practice. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe something that you didn't know that you could use, information that you can use to know more about yourself.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to, I like hesitate to call us like self-help.
I hesitate as well.
Because I don't really think it's that, but like kind of on that line.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're encroaching on some self-help.
Absolutely. So really, I think what's going to happen is we're each going to bring our strengths to the table. Chloe, I know that you have like different strengths than I do and a lot of different information than I do. So I know that what I'm going to bring is going to be a lot of stuff that I've learned through my education, you know, a lot of stuff about mindfulness, happiness, psychology, and just little tidbits that I've picked up along the way of little things. Chloe, I mean, I can guess what you're going to bring to the table, but I don't want to speak for you. So,
honestly, I am just a big fan of changing your mindset, change your life. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm a life coach, but I definitely think I could see myself being in a future of that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's kind of the area I want to bring to the table. I'm all about self-betterment, mm-hmm. putting yourself first so that you can fill, like, basically fill your cup first so you can fill for others.
Yes.
And kind of teaching, that's really what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's
it's
basically
teaching.
It.
I just want to teach. I want to teach, like, self-betterment.
Yeah.
And I want you guys to be able to come here and, like, learn things that maybe you didn't already know that you can use for yourself or self-betterment.
Absolutely. So. And I do feel like from our conversations, again, I don't want to speak for you. Please let me know if I am.
No, speak away.
But I know from our conversations, it seems like both of us have reached a point in our lives where we do feel pretty secure, comfortable, feeling good about the things that we've learned, feeling better about ourselves,
yes.
You know, and I think that's really what we want to bring to the world, like with
yes.
like Twin Flames do, you know,
yes.
we want to bring what we've learned and share it with you guys and see yes. if there's anything that'll help you too.
Yeah, 100%. Ugh, just in each other's heads. You're going to hear us say that so many times, like, get out of my head.
Constantly, like all the time.
But we hope you guys enjoyed. Was there anything else you wanted to add before we're out?
You know, I can't think of a single thing. I think we covered it all.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we have that email down below. Make sure you send us a message. That could be something that maybe you want us to clarify, a topic that you think we should cover. We'd love to hear from you. If you don't want us to use your name or anything, make sure you let us know that you want to remain anonymous. Leave us a review, please. It helps out our channel so much. Please, 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 if you like this even a little bit, share it, review it. If you hated it, you know, whatever. Just let us know. And please don't hesitate to continue the conversation down below. We have a comment section for this. You can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes, we know of right now, potentially future places, future different places. But, you know, please continue that conversation down below with us. We would love to hear what you guys think. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you guys. Thanks for
Bye.
Tuning in.